I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. There's a new Come Here North Carolina episode of the Songs We Love podcast coming up after this.
WUNC Music is North Carolina Public Radio's music discovery radio stream and can now be heard on your smart speaker. There's a custom skill for WUNC Music available in the Amazon Alexa app. WUNC Music. Listen and learn more about it at WUNCmusic.org.
I'm Eric Hodge. This is WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast. What's your favorite North Carolina song?
Love me, love me, love me, say you do.
Tobacco Road is the nickname for the stretch of highway that runs between Durham and Chapel Hill.
Tobacco Road, Dean Smith on one sideline, Mike Krzyzewski on the other.
Tobacco Road is also a semi-autobiographical song written by John D. Loudermilk about growing up in Durham. Since the song's first release in 1960, it's become a standard for musicians of all kinds. It's one of Rick Miller's favorites. He's in the Chapel Hill band Southern Culture on the Skids and says he's found more than 200 recorded versions of this song.
I listened to about 84. They vary quite a bit. John D. Loudermilk's original version is quite like a kind of a bluesy, folky thing. But, I mean, it gets really weird. There's, like, Japanese psych garage bands covering it. There's Edgar Winter and White Trash, very appropriate name, right? Did, like, a 17-and-a-half-minute version of it. Eric Burdon and War did a great version. I think one of my favorites, though, my three very favorites, and it kind of, it's the whole spectrum, is Lou Rawls, incredibly great soulful version. Blues Magoos, the ultimate psychedelicized version, right? And Bobby Gentry. Really interesting version with some fuzz guitar and some weird time stuff going on. And of course, there's a Nashville Teens who had the hit with it in the 60s, which kind of brought out the menace in the song. It's just a fun song to play. One, bluesy riffs. It's got a great boom, boom, dun, dun, boom, boom with the verse. And then it goes to this really cool kind of swinging, easy chorus where he's talking about, I love it because it's home. Right? After, like, I mean, I'll just give you a sample. First lyric was, I was born in a bunk, mama died, and my daddy got drunk. Left me here to die alone in the middle of Tobacco Road. Wow, right? I mean, like, holy cow.
Tobacco Road.
The song never hit for John D. Loudermilk, but the British band, the Nashville Teens, took it to the top 10 on the UK charts in 1964. The song also charted for them in the US, and then it exploded, and everybody started recording it.
It's a great song. Great song. I mean, not only is he taking, you know, he's complaining a bit, but, you know, he wants to make it better. And the great thing at the end when he's doing that swinging thing, when he says, I despise you because you're filthy, but I love you because you're home. I mean, it's just wow.
Gonna leave, get a job, with help and a grace from above. Save some money, get rich, I know.
Rick Miller says the song is incredibly versatile. It's relatively easy to learn, has great hooks, the lyrics are layered with meaning, and musically it's wide open for interpretation. He says that's why so many bands have recorded so many great versions of this song.
Just incredible, and the deeper I dove into it, the more I was like, wow. Now, I have to say, The strangest, one of the strangest versions I heard was by a band called Nova Local. Listening to it, and it was a long version. It was really strange. It went through all these kind of strange places. But I had to find out more about this band, so I looked them up, and it was a local Chapel Hill band, the Nova Local. It was a psychedelic pop band from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, formed in 1964.
This was the only album ever recorded by the Nova Local. It came out in 1968, and by some accounts is credited as being the first ever album recorded using Dolby noise reduction. But Rick Miller says it's the weird, noisy parts that break through the Dolby that are so enticing. Tobacco Road works as trippy psychedelic rock. It also sounds good as a straight-ahead blues song. Take, for instance, the version that Bobby Gentry recorded in 1968.
I was born in a bus. Mother died and my daddy got drunk. Left me here to die or grow in the middle of Tobacco Road.
Bobby Gentry, I thought hers was really, really good. And because there was, it had strings, very kind of countrypolitan, but it's got like a fuzz guitar riff in it. You know, kind of the garage thing, psych thing coming in there too. It kind of reminded me of the Nancy Sinatra's Lightning's Girl, where it gets a little bit psychedelic, you know?
With the help and the grace from above, save some money, get rich and old. Bring it back to Tobacco Road.
And a real odd arrangement. It switches time signatures and stuff between the chorus and the verse. It's very neat, man. It's kind of one of my favorites.
Build a town, be proud to show. Give the name Tobacco Road. But it's home. Oh, I despise and disapprove it, but I love it and cause it's home.
There's a different sounding Tobacco Road by Tav Falco. He's a filmmaker, actor, and musician who has been a cult favorite since the 1970s.
I love Tav Falco, kind of like hipster rockabilly blues noise. Very cool.
Tobacco Road.
Rick Miller says the first time he heard this song was either by the band War or a trippy version by the Blues Magoos. They included Tobacco Road on their 1966 debut, Psychedelic Lollipop.
Blues Magoos, again, that's like dropping acid and playing Tobacco Road. It's really awesome.
Then, of course, there are the international bands that adopted Tobacco Road. Rick Miller says he's listened to all the Japanese psychedelic rock versions he can find. But one of his favorites by non-English speakers is the Dutch band Shocking Blue. They were active in the late 60s and early 70s.
Oh, Shocking Blue did a pretty good version. That did, you know, the girl that did Venus. It's interesting. I think she had a little bit of a hard time pronunciating all the words. Correct.
Get a job with the help and the grace from above. Save some money, get a rich, I know. Bring it back to Tobacco Road.
The song is clearly a musical launching pad for bands, especially in the 60s when fuzzed out guitars, wide collars, and bell bottoms were all the rage. But at its core, the song is incredibly soulful. The songwriter John D. Loudermilk is writing about his life in Durham and all the mixed feelings that come with home.
But it's home, yeah. The only life I'd ever known. But the Lord knows I loathe Tobacco Road.
Lou Rawls is one of my all-time favorite versions, too. His is just so smooth and bluesy, and he does it with a big band. There's horns and stuff on it. And, I mean, it doesn't suffer at all. I mean, it's really a great version.
Tobacco Road was written by John D. Loudermilk in 1960. It's been covered hundreds of times by scores of bands, and it remains one of the North Carolina songs Rick Miller loves. The Come Here North Carolina series on the WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast is produced in cooperation with the State Arts Council. It's part of the 2019 Year of Music Celebration in North Carolina. You can find more episodes of this podcast at WUNCmusic.org, on iTunes, NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eric Hodge. Thanks for listening.
But I love you 'cause you're home. Tobacco Road, Tobacco Road, you're dirty and you're filthy. Tobacco Road, I'm gonna get me some dynamite and bring me a crane. Blow it up, tear it down, start all over again. Tobacco Road, Tobacco Road, I love you because you're home. Dirty and filthy, Tobacco Road, I'm gonna blow you up, tear you down.
We're going to close out the show this time with Tobacco Road, performed by Rick Miller's band Southern Culture on the Skids. See what you think.
shack. All I had was a hanging on my back. Only you know how I know this little place that called Tobacco Road. Oh, 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 but it's home. The only life I've ever known. Only you know how I know. Tobacco Road.
That was Southern Culture on the Skids doing Tobacco Road. The band plays Motorco on Friday, March 22nd, and then goes down to Texas, where they're playing a five-night stand at the Continental Club in Austin. Next time on the Come Here NC Songs We Love, fiddler Wayne Martin brings in a never-before-released recording of Etta Baker and John D. Holman.
John D. came around with his electric guitar. Etta had her acoustic guitar, and they performed this old standard called Crow Jane.
Crow Jane, Crow Jane, don't you hold your head so high. Just remember, pretty baby, you got to lay down and... Yeah.
That's next time on WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast.